With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours. But they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's The Big Show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to GreatLakesDragway.com.
John Horst, the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, is here in 8 minutes, so we got to rattle through. 414-799-1250, live at 105.7 FM, The Fan, 105.7FMTheFan.com. This is the audio from Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was asked what he felt about the conversation and the rumor and the story coming out from the Harvard Business Journal about whether he would sign the Supermax with the Milwaukee Bucks. This is our own Eric Name, who just joined us on the Q&A with Giannis on his response to that article, saying, it would be tough to sign if we took a step back with the Milwaukee Bucks.
What were your thoughts as you saw your comments in that Harvard Business study come up?
As I said, you know, there's going to be a lot of stories that are going to come out, and I think everybody know how sensitive this timing is, and they're going to come out with a bunch of stories and all that. As I said, my girlfriend Mariah asked me yesterday. She said, "Did you actually say this?" I said, "If you kind of read the last quote, I've never used those words in my life." But, you know, I'm not going to talk about it. Man, I'm just going to focus in this season. And I've said in the past, it's disrespectful, man. We're facing Houston Rockets, a championship-level team tonight. Championship team level. We have a goal, which is play till the end. And I'm not going to talk about my free agency at all this season. I'm not going to distract my teammate. And the attention is not going to be on me. The attention is going to be on this team and what we got to do to win.
That is Giannis earlier today at Shootaround saying, I'm not going to talk about it. It's disrespectful to my teammates, disrespectful to what we're trying to do. I tend to agree with him on that. I think it is a little bit tough and not fair to the rest of your teammates to talk about it going into the season where you're expected to be the favorite to win the Eastern Conference. I still believe that Giannis will indeed sign the Supermax here. But with that being said, as the question is, are you as confident as you were before that Giannis will sign the Supermax this summer? I think he put the organization on notice, and I think it's a fair thing for him to do. Make sure to know, guys, I want you to know that I'm here to win. You understand the financials just as I do. It makes so much more sense for me to do it here. I want to do it here, so let's do it here, and let's make sure that we're building a winner.
Nervous. That's how I would characterize where I'm at with this whole Giannis thing. Nervous. Very, very nervous. And part of that might be coming from being a losing Bucks fan all my life and watching an organization that was essentially crap for most of my life screw things up time and time again. So waiting for the other shoe to drop as a Bucks fan, like a Cubs fan did for so many years, or Vikings fans do now today, or Lions fans. Kind of the same boat I guess I'm in right now. Is I'm just, every time I see some type of clue or something that says this could go horribly wrong, I tend to probably buy into it more than others that, you know, haven't been watching this team as long or haven't been through this. So, yeah, I'm nervous. I'm nervous because for the first time right now this year, there is now signs that the door is open. Prior to this, I think everybody thought the door was locked shut with five locks on it and there was no way he was getting out. Now,
sure,
it appears
I agree with that.
The door is kind of open and he can just walk out if he wants. And that is the scary part about it for me.
Do you believe that they made the moves to continue that winning culture? Like, do you believe they did right by what Giannis wants to do, making sure that they are, as they are right now in Las Vegas, the prohibited favorite to win the Eastern Conference?
A LeBron-esque offseason for the Bucks, meaning when LeBron plays on a team, that offseason is pretty much dictated by what old dudes want to come play with LeBron to ring chase. And that's pretty much what happened this offseason. You got Wes Matthews, old dude. Korver, old dude. Robin Lopez. That's what you brought in. You brought in some old dudes to come fill roster holes so you don't have to play with a bunch of young dudes with Giannis to give him the best chance to win a ring. Give him some vets in that locker room that have been through the battles a little bit. And that's what it was. Now, whether or not these guys can all stay healthy and whether or not they can play at a high enough level to win this whole thing, we're going to have to wait and see. But the one thing I do like, there is no crazy Golden State Warriors dynasty looming out there anymore. That's done. So it is open for whoever wants it this year to win an NBA championship, and we haven't been able to say that in a long, long time.
Let's grab Doug in St. Francis before we get to John Horst, general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks. Doug, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you making it.
I think, I just have an opinion on this, right? So what are the really two big things that have changed in Giannis's life over the past, I'd say, year, right? Number one, he's the MVP of the NBA. He is considered the best player, the most valuable player last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
That changes a person, even Giannis.
Sure.
I think number two, he's going to be a father. And if Mama wants to move to L.A., guess where Giannis is going to go? I don't think it's no longer just his decision anymore.
Agreed.
He's a grown man now, and he's got two people that he's going to have to really serve rather than himself. So I think there is a risk that he would leave next year. I do not believe that it's a done deal.
I agree with you.
Appreciate the call, Doug.
We talked about that earlier in the show. About
You said the same thing.
Soon to be daddy. Babies change your life. We all know that, all of us that have kids. And as you pointed out, if Mama decides she wants to go somewhere where there's not snow to deal with all winter and have her trot her kid around in snow and all that other stuff, there's no guarantee she'll win that conversation, but there'll be a conversation. And we don't know where she's at on this. We have no idea. She may love Milwaukee, have no intention of ever leaving Milwaukee. Wants to raise her kids in Milwaukee, thinks it's a great school system and all that other stuff, and this may be just overblown. But because, the media doesn't have access to her, thank God, because nobody wants that. At this point, I think if you're a Bucks fan, you got to wait and see how this whole thing plays out. But there are definitely more factors involved.
And what I said earlier today, I was on with Bill Michaels, and we're getting ready for the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show later on. I think there's only really one thing to do if you're the Milwaukee Bucks. What you've done is you've showcased that you're going to do whatever you can to show that you're going to, that you want him here, that you're going to do everything you can to keep him, that you're going to try to build the winning culture around him. You're going to get taxed and fined if you do something and say something that maybe the league doesn't want you to. But while one of their corporate partners, one of their biggest corporate partners, one of the team, the organizations that's straight in bed with the NBA, goes out and can put edits of the dude wearing a Lakers jersey or a Warriors jersey on Twitter, you let that all go, but you get fined for saying, yeah, we're going to offer our player an extension at the end of the year that's going to break records. So, cool. That's fine with you. I'm glad. I'm going to thank John Horst when he comes up after the break, as our Bucks general manager is going to come up here on the Fan. I'm going to thank him
as a Bucks fan. To help him pay it, then make sure you're saying, okay, yeah, totally.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I have $16 in my pocket. I can help pay. So, in that same vein, I think they've done everything they can, but now there's only one thing left that you can do. Win it. As I said in Major League, win the whole bleeping thing.
That's where they're at.
That's the only way that you lock this up, and I think they're in a great position to do that. 414-799-1250 coming up next. Bucks general manager John Horst is here with us previewing the 2019-2020 season. It's all coming up next on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. But first, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer in these words from Wendy's.
Hey, Wendy's is the place that you want to be, right? No question about it. It's all about Wendy's, and I was there last night. Stopped there on the way home last night after seeing Hamilton at the Marcus Center, which was amazing. If you don't have tickets, you should go get tickets, because that play is unbelievable. Stopped at Wendy's, got myself a $5 biggie bag. Oh, so good. Got a couple of baked potatoes for everybody else. And so good. And if you're looking for some family-style stuff, family chili, family nuggets at Wendy's, it's still going on. $9.99, you can get family nuggets, 48 of them, regular or spicy. Or for $9.99, you can get a family chili that feeds 4 to 6 people. Again, going on right now at Wendy's.
Wendy's Big Show with John Horst, Bucks general manager, next on The Fan.
Be there's you, and there ain't nobody.
Thank you, baby.
Throwback Thursday, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on the AM dial, and on the free radio.com app that has a sweet new rewind feature. Check it out. You can pause and rewind live radio. It's the invention that everybody's been waiting for radio to finally have. It's a DVR for your radio. It's on your radio.com app, and that's where you listen to 105.7 FM, The Fan. Take us anytime, anywhere, and tonight we'll be on that radio.com app because Milwaukee opens up the basketball season tonight in Houston, and myself, Bill Baby Tao Schmid, will be with you after each and every game on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. It starts up tonight after the Bucks take on the Houston Rockets down in H-Town at the Toyota Center. We just spoke with Eric Name. It's going to be a great battle. The last two MVPs in the NBA going at it tonight. Guys, it's going to be a free beer Friday tomorrow. What's better than free beer? Well, I'll answer that. Nothing. Except Bofording free beer. See what I did there? Bofording isn't just regular beer. It's beer made with a commitment to quality. It's what all natural ingredients make in a beer. Three all natural ingredients. The fresh spring water out of a hot spring that's right underneath the brewery in Luxembourg. That's where Bofording is imported from. It's in beer made in Luxembourg, imported exclusively to the state of Wisconsin by a local company. And the local company is one that brings it to you at Total Wine and More tomorrow from 3 to 6 in Brookfield and gives it to you for free, the entire lineup. The crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple ale, and the perfectly balanced Brune, which is 7.2 alcohol by volume. It's a tremendous crisp, clean finish with the full flavor that doesn't fill you up. You're going to enjoy it sip by sip all the way till it's gone. And then if you can't make it out to Brookfield, you can go to Cedarburg and get it free beer at Otto's in Cedarburg from 5 to 7, yes, tomorrow. It is a free beer Friday, ladies and gentlemen, coming up tomorrow at Otto's in Cedarburg from 5 to 7 and from 3 to 6 in the afternoon at Total Wine and More in Brookfield. We're encouraging you all to drink in the boff this football season and go all natural with Bofording beer. 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com, the Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox, awaiting call from Bucks general manager John Horst, who's going to join us here in a few minutes from right now, talking about his Milwaukee Bucks here on 1057FM, The Fan. The postgame show tonight is going to be a little bit different feel. Now, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer has done this postgame show for 12 seasons, and he's handing me the baton, and I'm going to run with it, and we're going to go through the season step by step with you. It's going to be a tremendous time. Tim Allen is going to also help out as I do a lot of work with the Milwaukee Admirals, as some of you know, game night host. So the games that I cannot make it, Tim Allen will be in here. A little Tim and Tausch takeover every once in a while. We'll do one together just to give you the spice of life that everybody enjoys with this Milwaukee Bucks team coming in as the prohibited favorite in the Eastern Conference. 6-1 odds out in Las Vegas at Caesars Sportsbook for them to win the NBA title. 3.5-1 at +350 for Giannis to repeat as the MVP. That's an accomplishment that's only been done by some of the greatest players in NBA history. Michael Jordan, Tim Duncan, LeBron James, and Steph Curry. Those are the only four players in the modern era that have done it. Michael Jordan, Tim Duncan, Steph Curry, and LeBron James repeating as MVP. And the guy in your city, Giannis Antetokounmpo, can have that opportunity and has that opportunity to start tonight with your Milwaukee Bucks as they take on the Houston Rockets down in H-Town. 414-799-1250. Let's go to Mike on the south side. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Mike?
Hour and a half away from the big tip.
Can't
game
wait.
One, I plan on watching every game. And I got a few notes, but this is the new NBA about signing Giannis. Brings over loyalty. A lot of money down in Orlando. I heard someone mention Orlando. He's like a big kid. They got a lot of theme parks. But what would you take? Would you take a Packers Super Bowl this year or a Bucks ring? And I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Mike. Glad you're going to be with us tonight on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I can't wait. I'm fired up. Sparky, this is going to sound weird. I've already seen a Packers Super Bowl. You understand where I fall in with football. It's my favorite sport. I played it. I love it. took me places that I never expected to go. For me, it would be a Bucks title because I've never seen it before. And for the years that I was down there cleaning up sweat and having actually John Horst while I was doing laundry kick me out of the Cousins Center for shooting threes.
No, he did not.
He would be like, dude, Billy, this is how it goes. This dude has a sick jump shot from the corner three.
Really?
We used to play horse and I would just get run out of the gym. And then I would have to go back and wash towels. So, like, when they were winning 15 games.
Did you play to see who would wash towels?
And we were doing those.
If you beat him, would he have to wash towels?
No. No, I would just.
That wasn't the.
That was not the agreement. Oh. Then that would just be that I couldn't go into the gym for the next, like, week and a half. So, instead, we were doing all that and watching this team. And you were doing a post-game show when they won 15 games. For me, that accomplishment would be something that we haven't seen in this town, obviously, in so long. It would mean more to me for the Bucks to win the title this year. Especially, it also would help that I'm doing the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show.
Absolutely would. Hey, check out the football experience coming up at the Mecca. You can watch basketball there, too, right? Doesn't matter. Either way, it is the best place to watch sports. The Mecca Sports Bar and Grill will be there again on Sunday night, Green Bay in Kansas City. Their end-of-the-game prizes after the game's all over, courtesy of Rob over at Waukesha Sports Cards. They just had a huge signing the other night. They had Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Adrian Amos, all of that. So maybe we'll have some of that fun stuff to give away coming up on Sunday night. Plus, we have prizes courtesy of Miller Lite throughout the game with all of our trivia questions that we ask. Reserve your seats ahead of time. The game is on Sunday night. Call today and make sure to reserve your seats, whether it's the first floor bar area facing that gigantic wall of TVs, a 42-foot wide ultra-high definition screen TV surrounded by 9 other TVs. That would be a good place to start. The mezzanine second floor area, which I think are the best seats in the house. The third floor luxury skyboxes hold 6 to 8 people, gigantic booths. Some of them have personal TVs, but you can still see the wall of TVs. I'm telling you, this place is unmatched. Call today. Get your reservations for Sunday night. You will thank me when you see me at the Mecca Sunday night. 414-908-0401. 414-908-0401. Again, they got great food too, right? Their menu created by a team of talented chefs. Elevate sports bar fare to a whole new level. Located in the Deer District, a.k.a. the Fear District. Haunted houses tonight. 3 more haunted houses going on tonight. Plus, they show scary Halloween movies, too, on Thursday nights leading up to Halloween in the Beer Garden. It is unbelievable. Go check it out. The Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. The Mecca, MKE.com.
I think I might actually make my first journey of the season to the Mecca for this football experience party this weekend.
So you need me to get you a table?
Yeah.
Now you tell me.
Well, because
I've been reading this all year. Now you tell me that you want a table.
Yeah, because I don't
want. Who are you bringing?
Just a couple of friends.
No.
Three people?
You're on your own. You bringing your girl?
Yeah, she'll probably be a part of it.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah, I think she'll be a part of it.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah, she's coming. She's the one that wants to go.
Because we have stuff to talk about. So,
yeah,
you bring her, then I'll reserve a table. If you're not bringing her, you're on your own. Just being honest.
Cutthroat, this Steve Spartan Fiverr guy. Guy is cutthroat.
We have lots of stuff
that
to talk
for
about.
Sure.
Disney on ice tickets.
That's for sure. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. I'm taking the baton on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show. Joining us now is the general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. John, appreciate the time tonight before the season opener.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on.
So, John, obviously, we'll start with the last time we saw this team in a competitive situation outside of the preseason last year. Obviously, did not end with 4 straight losses the way that everybody wanted it to in Toronto. But the improvements you make in the offseason right now today with the guys that you brought in, do you believe that you are primed to be able to get to the next level, two games better than you were last year, and get yourself into that NBA Finals picture again this year?
Yeah, listen, there's a long season in front of us tonight, the opening night. A lot of things to be determined to figure out how good this team is or isn't. But obviously the moves that we made throughout the offseason, the work that our players and coaches have put in throughout the offseason, we feel like we're better. We feel like we're more prepared than we were last year. And if given a similar circumstance again next year, that we'll, or this, at the end of this season, that we'll be in a better spot afterwards. But right now we're focused on getting better every day. The guys focused on learning coach's system, the new players, and just kind of acclimating everyone to the new group and really just playing hard and competing every night like we did last year. And if we do that, we think we'll be in a good spot at the end of the season.
When you talk to free agents in the summertime this last summer, How does that pitch go from the Bucks' perspective of why they should come here over L.A. to the Clippers or L.A. to the Lakers or something like that?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was really two phases of free agency for us. Actually, really three. So the first was continuity and focusing on trying to keep as much of the core together as possible. And a big part of that was just recruiting from within, the style of play that we had, the culture that we have, the opportunity to play with Giannis, an MVP, to play for Coach Budenholzer, the NBA Coach of the Year, and just to play with our whole group. And so that was the first phase, and that's that pitch. The second phase was really to try to add some quality vets at areas of need, you know, making perimeter shots and taking perimeter shots, backup depth at the five spot, just toughness and defense and experience. And so you see guys like Wesley Matthews and Kyle Korver and Robin Lopez. And the sell to them was a chance to play for a really good team with a bunch of really good guys. And we think that we've added three more really good guys with those three guys to the group, and that they fit kind of the culture of who we are and what we're trying to do. And then obviously the third phase, kind of the young developmental guys that we think have a chance to help us at the, you know, at some point this year and for sure going forward with Thanasis and Dragan and Frank Mason and Cam Reynolds.
Talking with Bucks general manager John Horst, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. John, the young guys that you have in the building right now and that you had in the building last year, DJ Wilson and Dante DiVincenzo, along with Sterling Brown, some of the other ones, along part of that supporting cast, you can put Pat Connaughton in there, I imagine, as well. What have you seen from them being able to develop around the group that gives you a little bit more of motivation that they're going to be contributing factors to the core, obviously, around Giannis, Chris, and Eric?
Yeah, I think the first thing that you see is just the mindset, the mentality these guys bring to work every day. They come, they work hard, they're getting better. They had tremendous summers. They've all improved their games. Everyone's healthy right now. And, you know, the rub with that is that we have a really good, deep team, and so good players aren't going to play every single night. The benefit and the positive of that is there's great competition and practice every day, and we have great depth for whatever circumstances arise and kind of present themselves throughout the course of the season. So I believe the young guys, when given the opportunity, are going to have a positive effect and contribute to success on hopefully a really good team in the NBA. And the reason is that they've had an unbelievable approach and mindset all off season and already early into this season.
So what's the approach of the organization with Giannis, Supermax next year? I'm not trying to get you fined again, but what's the approach from the aspect of, you know, do we all of a sudden pump up marketing a little bit more? More Giannis in Milwaukee, more billboards, more everything, kind of showing the extra love here as we get ready for the summertime. How do you go about that?
You know, Giannis knows how we feel about him. Obviously, we're on the record saying that. Like he said many times, we've continued to say, you know, we're focused on getting better every single day, giving him an environment where he can win at the highest level with a group of great guys in a city that loves and supports him. And we've done a great job thus to this point. We're going to continue to focus on that, have the best season that we can have. And we really believe that if that happens, everything will take care of itself.
John, how much did that go into the decision to bring back as much of the core as you did this year into free agency? We talked before free agency, and obviously Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton were at the top of mind to be able to be brought back because of the contributions they had last year. But keeping a culture of winning together, that's something that's very difficult to do in the NBA. How much did that stress being similar and comfortable with Bud's system to those guys being brought back for the financial constraints that you guys brought them back to and the amount of money that you signed them to in the offseason?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because it was free agency. Those two players that you mentioned, and I'll add George Hill to the group, you know, those guys had no shortage of suitors with the talents that they have, the seasons that they had, the people they are. And ultimately, they chose Milwaukee over other opportunities and other probably very good opportunities. And for us to target those guys and focus on that and really exhaust all of our resources to try to have them be back was a major, major focus because we want, again, create an environment where the guys have a chance to win at the highest level and do it with great guys. And we felt we had a really good season last year, something that we can build on. We have a bunch of players just entering their primes or in their primes. By no means do we think that last year was a finished product, but we were doing it with really good guys, guys that fit our culture, that fit our locker room, that fit our style of play, and that fit just the style of who we are. And that's why we focus on those guys. I'm very grateful that we got them back.
What will you miss most about not having Malcolm Brogdon?
You know, Malcolm's a really, really good player, and I think there's a number of things that we'll miss. But the thing that pops to mind, first and foremost, you got a 50-40-90 guy, just a very reliable, consistent open shooter and someone that you could trust with the ball and trust defensively. And so, you know, Malcolm is a great guy, was a really good player. I'm sure we'll miss him at different times, but we feel like we had a great offseason to try to address those gaps that may have existed. And, you know, wishing him the best in Indiana, of course, not when we play them, but the rest of the year. And, you know, I think we'll be fine.
Talking with the 2019 NBA Executive of the Year and the General Manager of the Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Just with that, John, recapping the year you guys had last year, you went Executive of the Year. Coach Bud wins Coach of the Year, and Giannis, obviously, the MVP. Being able to manage those expectations, I understand that's what you know when you sign up for it, and you're hoping for those types of expectations, but they're through the roof at this point. How do you go through the season understanding that those are going to stay and only get better as, hopefully, and by the plan, your team continues to get better?
Yeah, I think you spend a lot of time talking about it and what expectations matter and what things can we control, what things should we focus on, and you do it with your partners in the business. It starts with our ownership group, and it trickles down to Coach Bud and Peter Fagan and myself and Giannis, of course, and our other players, and to really come together and have a plan and have a mission and a focus for the season. And I'm very proud of our group as a whole. If you read all the stories and everything that's come out of Milwaukee thus far, the goal and the focus is to get better every day and to focus on what we can control every single day and to improve on it every single day and to continue to try to take another step. And really, we've said all from the beginning that we want to build something where we can sustain success for a long period of time and continue to position ourselves and knock on the door and have a chance to compete for championships. And I think we took a big step last year. I'm hopeful we'll take another step this year. And the way we're going to do that is get better every day and focus on every day.
How does John Horst, general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks, feel about looking around the NBA right now and not seeing a stacked NBA team finally, like the Golden State Warriors had, like the Miami Heat have had prior with LeBron James? I mean, this thing is pretty wide open right now.
Yeah, I mean, is it wide open? I think that maybe there's not a super team assembled that, you know, in years past we could maybe point to. I'll say, though, I think the NBA is as competitive as ever this year. I think there's more parity. I'm sure the league's very thankful for that. It's a lot of what the systems have in place to create parity in our league. And you look, and I'll probably miss some, but in the West with the Lakers and the Clippers, you have two extremely good teams. Denver was the best team in that conference last year. They're very good. Portland, Milwaukee, and Philly, and Boston, and Indy. And so there's a number of number of really good teams, and it's going to be a very competitive season. And I do think we're in that mix, and I look forward to seeing how it shakes out.
Now, John, I know this is going to be different because you're not yelling at me to get back to work while I'm shooting buckets and I'm supposed to be doing laundry in the Bucks practice facility. But for you, the last couple of years has been quite a whirlwind. Can you take us through what it's been like for you going from the stages that you are in now, the GM and now executive of the year within 2 years?
You know, that's a lot. That's a big question. But I, at the end of the day, and I've said it about the roster, it's true, but really it comes down to our staff too. And I get to come to work every single day and work for great people and with great people in our business side, in our ownership, in the front office, in the coaching side with our players. And so, you know, for me, it's a joy to come to work every day. Just like we said about our players and our team overall, I try to get better every day. By no means am I a finished product? Is our staff a finished product? There's a lot of things that we've done right, but there's a lot of things that we got to get better at, and we're focused on that. And I love working for a group and with a group that's focused on improvement every single day. And that's kind of what it's been like for me. It's not something we think about. We don't think about the individual achievements. We think that if we have great team success, individual successes will take care of themselves.
John, appreciate it, man. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk soon as you guys go through the 2019-2020 season. Best of luck, and we'll be following along here on The Fan.
Thanks. Sounds great. Go Bucks tonight.
Appreciate it. That's John Horst, the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, and the Wendy's Big Show. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. Take a time out and talk Packers. Switch gears with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold reporter, is next. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Open up again.
Take a I have not. We're moving forward. Just as who's ever getting the reps is going to go and move forward that way. So it's kind of a tricky deal right now.
That's Matt Moore, Kansas City Chiefs backup quarterback. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on the AM side, and the freeradio.com app. Mike Clemens, our green and gold football reporter, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Mike, a strange feeling for Matt Moore, I can only imagine, not knowing if he's going to be the starter. Pat Mahomes goes from being with the fourth team reps yesterday to, look at that, second team reps earlier today.
Yeah, and then I think I've seen one chart where these, they're calling him doubtful, when he should just be
good
out.
Good one. But
whatever, Matt Moore. Hey, I don't underestimate this guy. I mean, when he took over for Jay Cutler, the Dolphins actually started winning some games a couple of years ago. And, the Packers talking about the weapons that they've got in the Chiefs, and you got a pretty good playbook from Andy Reid. One little clip I wanted to play was this. I saw this GIF. I didn't hear any audio. Of Aaron Rodgers on the sideline at the Raiders game on Sunday, and he puts the towel to his mouth, and then people are lip-reading, LaFleur. Well, NFL Films has released this, so you actually hear Rodgers put a towel to his mouth after he'd thrown his fourth touchdown pass against the Raiders and said, I want five today, and you hear Matt LaFleur say, hey, why not six? And then LaFleur commented on that this afternoon. Here's that clip.
What a catch. I want five today. Hey, that's the goal. Hey, I want six.
I mean, we were having fun and have a lot of confidence in him. And I just think that was, something that I want to see him. Obviously, I want to see all our players have a ton of success. But I had a feeling it was going to be a really good day for him. To his credit, he went out there and did it. And the other guys helped him out along the way.
Mike, it was an incredible performance, and for those two to be as much on the same page as they seemingly are here so far through the first seven games, it, I think, has gone past anybody's expectations.
Yeah, so then you're talking about what the defense has got to do to stop Matt Moore and his weapons. And, LaFleur keeps on talking about not only Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins, LeSean McCoy back there, but this Mecole Hardman, out of Georgia,
yeah.
How fast that guy is. So Mike Pettine was asked today about Tyreek Hill and how do you cover a speedy guy like that?
I don't think there's much you can do to unless we would let the receivers line up 5 yards off sides. And no, I mean it's one of the reasons why he has the production that he does, because I think it's you practice all week against it and then all of a sudden you get out there and it's significantly faster than what you've prepared for. I've never seen anybody on an NFL football field that fast before. I got a chance to visit the Chiefs when I was out of coaching and went out for OTAs, and it was Tyreek's rookie year, and he just jumped off the I'm watching him at practice. I'm like, is this a full speed drill? Because he looks like he's going full speed, and everybody else didn't. And he was instantly on my radar. And sure enough, when the fall rolled around, it was, he exploded on the scene, but I was like, oh, that's that guy I remember. He was a difference maker on the practice field. From the day he got there, we have a plan for it, whether it's you're playing a guy high over top of him, or you want to get hands on him at the line of scrimmage, or you just, there's different ways from a coverage standpoint, and we don't want to put a lot, have a lot of opportunities where we're putting somebody on an island and say you're one-on-one with him with no help.
Yeah, because nobody's going to be able to do that with no help. Cover a guy like Tyreek Hill. The dude's the fastest dude in pro football.
Yeah, and they'll put Jair Alexander on him, I think. I don't know if Darnell Savage is a go 100%. From what something that Pettine said today, he's back on the practice field with the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, that could be a game-time decision.
Mike, when was the last time you saw a Wednesday practice without helmets on?
Well, never. but, hey, these players, it's like Bakhtiari said on your show on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
I'll say this, I've never felt this good in 7 years, and they're 6-1. So there's got to be something to it. And LaFleur actually said today, I'll give these guys Wednesday off. Thursday, you can count on getting some pad practice. You get 14 padded practices in the regular season. I will use them all. And so you got to come on Thursday and Friday, but I'll give you up until Wednesday to try and get your body back. And, I think that's pretty smart. Another thing, of course, is there's no question Arrowhead is a noisy stadium. It's a scientific fact. between that and when you're up in Seattle against the Seahawks. Aaron Rodgers come to the line against pretty good defense, and he talked about changing up his pre-snap calls.
You know, we've evolved over the years. I got to catch myself sometimes from using signals that may have worked in 2010 or 2012 that most guys don't know. And that's why they have to evolve. And so, you know, we've taken some from Matt that he used, taken some from Hackett that they used, taken some from Getsy that they used last year in Mississippi, and then some of the ones that I feel really good about and I've used, you know, from time to time over the years. But, you know, we always have multiple signals for each check and then dummy signals as well because, you know, they're watching that stuff.
Mike, when this comes in, I had to make sure and fact check it. You guys got to talk to Jimmy Graham?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, it's only...
It's like seeing a ghost.
Something happened with this guy toward the end of his run in New Orleans with the Times-Picayune newspaper. You know, he had an unbelievably rough childhood where his mother dropped him off literally on the street with a garbage bag of clothes. She was in the military, you know, drugs, et cetera. And, you know, he practically had to raise himself, a basketball player turned football player. And so he put all that out there when he was in New Orleans. And Aaron Rodgers swears by the guy in terms of a friend and as his teammate. Aaron said, Jimmy Graham got me through last year with, you know, the meltdown with McCarthy and all that. So Jimmy Graham, for some reason, he doesn't talk to us, but he did after, you know, having the touchdown catch and took just a couple of questions. And so one question for him was, okay, you know, you've had a lack of receptions in Green Bay. You're one of the highest paid tight ends. And he said, you know, the experts don't know the whole story.
I think some people, you know, don't sometimes realize, you know, we've played some pretty good pass rushers. And you know, obviously when you're playing premier rushers like that, you know, that's kind of a part of my job as well. You know, this offense calls on the tight end, you know, me, Mercedes, Rob, and our young guys to do a lot of things, you know, sometimes. And some of these pressures, you know, it takes you out of the route and it brings you into protection. And you know, that's a part of the game, man. And I know my time will come, and you know, last week we were able to connect on some of those times. You know, hopefully we can just keep, you know, kind of keep building on that, and you know, I can take hold of those opportunities, and those opportunities kind of present themselves. But you know, I play tight end, man. That's how it is. You know, just you know, just trying to do my best to you know, just stand there, and you know, not get 12 hit.
Mike, appreciate it, man. Your interview with Tremont Williams, impeccable as always. We appreciate it, man. It's going to be fun, and we'll be following along. You're going to be in Kansas City for coverage of Packers and Chiefs this Sunday night.
Yep, and looking forward to the Bucks postgame show with you tonight, Billy. Congrats on that.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, man. Bye-bye. That's Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold reporter, brought to you by Pottawatomie Gaming Hotel Spa. It's all happening at paysbig.com. Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan wraps things up next on a Throwback Thursday. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on the AM side and the freeradio.com app. Tonight, it's the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show. I cannot wait to start up my first year, my first time with the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show. It's going to be a tremendous year of Bucks basketball, and I appreciate everybody going to be here tonight and throughout the whole 82. We're going to have a lot of fun. Have some old feels, but also a little bit new flavor tonight on the new Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show with myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Bud Light Huddle is next with Tom Kurtz, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and the big unit, Bill Michaels. But first, got to go on the other side, Anthony Mandela, the winner of Throwback Thursday.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Fantastic. That's a great decision. Jake Kokorowski, Eric Name, Mike Clemens, and Bucks general manager John Horst joined us today. If you missed any of those, go to 105.7fmthefan.com, click on Fan On Demand, or just rewind it right now on your freeradio.com app. We're talking Bucks and Rockets postgame on The Fan. Keep it right here, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.